You're now tuned in to RadioDR.co.za.
Oh, she's in denial.
Black House Talk.
Can I do a jingle? Cool.
Okay.
Like your Black House Talk.
Okay.
Yeah, let's
talk.
Go.
What, do you want to be Bugs?
I just want to be the one that says Tiger Wheels and Tiger. No, not that one. Just the Black House Talk.
Hello. Black House Talk.
Black House Talk.
Hello, hello, hello. Black House Talk.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah. Today, we don't got anybody special. We just got Amanda. She's special to me, though. Hello, Amanda Ngosi.
She is
hello,
special.
Hello, Silo Dims. Oh, how my God, doing? I call you dumb the other day.
I know. She's sending me a text. She's like, Dim. She's trying to say Dibs. And then autocorrect goes, damn.
I'm like,
yeah. Autocorrect had me saving a person called Kuma as China.
Oh my gosh.
And I didn't even know this until later on. I got a WhatsApp back. I'm like, Banlo, China.
China. Amanda, tell the people Dumela.
Hi. Hello, Prof.
What's up?
Dumela, oh my God, that is like a big question. Okay, cool. Oh, Amanda Ngosi is. Where do we start?
You're a filmmaker. Let's start there.
Professionally, I'm a filmmaker. Mm-hmm. Yes. And
that's always a good place to start, you know.
Nah. Okay, I'm a filmmaker, and then Ndithanda ukwenza production. I'm a person of logistics because, like, there's longevity there.
There's no longevity in acting.
No, like, mangaba movie kona manje, and then, like, at least.
Yeah, if acting is a tough thing. If
it is,
it depends. Like, are you running solely on the talent? Because, like, if you're going on talent, it takes longer to have a career from it.
Yes,
but when it kicks in, Baba.
Well,
whereby if you're just
true.
Running on looks, it's ticking, Baba.
Most people are running on looks today.
Yeah, it's rough.
But
Instagram
yes.
likes fall down, then so does your career.
Yeah, that's true. I'm gonna put this down.
He's no longer relevant.
So, yes, so I am currently a production manager at Stained Glass TV.
Which is responsible for?
They brought you Uzalo. They brought the first big TV
production
soapy actually in South Africa. It's big. It's the biggest in the country.
It took over the generations.
I mean.
They came to what? Well, basically, there's no industry here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we're gonna build here.
They came here and they did the doo doo, and
you were part of that.
I was part. Well, I wasn't part of Uzalo when it started. I was part of their sister company, but I did when I came down to Durban. I worked on Uzalo for a little bit. I think that was season 3,
mm-hmm.
2017.
Mm.
September,
what season is on now?
First. They were in season 6.
Yeah,
you know,
we
didn't meet, but I first saw you on Uzalo.
Really?
Yeah, on the sets. I was like, you? Who's this lady with the green hair? And you had a hat on and everything. You're still going through your hat phase. I didn't know. I thought you were older.
Really? Yeah. I am older.
No, we're the same
How
age.
How old did I look?
I thought you were like 3 years older. Maybe
I am 3 years older.
Wow.
So how did your journey into film TV start, really?
So it started when I had a conversation with my dad and my mom. Actually, everybody was like, oh, you're smart.
I assume this is during high school.
This is high school. My dad and I have this, it's a corporate relationship sometimes when we're talking about life. So he was like, you're smart, so let's do the smart things first. Get the money and then passion after. That is my dad. It's like, okay, cool. Yeah, maybe we'll buy a lawyer, maybe we'll buy an accountant. And he has his own definition of an accountant that you only work once a year at the end of the year, which is tax season. And
so what, he thinks all the accountants are basically on holiday pretending to
work.
Yeah,
so it's like,
Facebook,
yeah.
The boss is coming.
So I was like, okay, cool. So this is high school. That was the conversation. Go corporate.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool. Maybe we can do that. But then nyakula. And I was like, ish. Is the money worth it? Am I that person? And then I answered no to those questions, all of them. And then my dad and I were shopping for like my career. Yeah. Like both of us.
Window shopping for the career.
We did. We did all that. So
most
I had
people
to
don't get
them.
That, bro. Most people they were in humble about that then.
True. So I was lucky enough to have a person that would say, okay, cool, let's go. Let's go to all the open days and see. So I had to convince them, write out a proposal, and I said I want to be a graphic designer.
Way.
It was firstly fine arts, and the stats did not, well, yeah, they were not good enough to win that battle. So it was like, okay, cool. It's nice and all, but let's get something that has some money. And I was like, graphic designing. So we went to all the open days.
Yeah.
And we had to look at the money that we had, because that's another thing. And we did that.
Study what you can afford.
Ish. And then we did that. I finally got a school. We agreed on it. And we were like, Boston Media House, we can pay for it. And we'll see. Cool. Graphic designing. Likey. Well, the luck was later, but we'll get there. When you study graphic designing at Boston Media House, you have to do media studies as well, because I think they...
So what, basically, by studying assurance. You got exposed to other platforms.
Yes. So I did like TV, radio, PR, marketing, everything. We did all of that. And the workload was a lot because it's...
Boston Media House sounds like... Okay, you want to go study radio. Okay, you study everything.
Yes. It is like that. And that's a very good thing now that you are... I'm using the other things. But if you know what you really want, it's a waste of time for you. So they did everything. I did everything.
Yeah, I guess exposure is key.
Yes.
Because like the more you know and understand, the easier it is for you to choose something that will make you happy.
True. And that's exactly what happened. I did graphic designing and I... did the first year, second year, third year, Rabula Kampani with three other girls. It was called Caricature.
Thank you, woman in film.
So that was my first job as a graphic designer.
Self-employed.
We had clients. And okay, cool, it was okay.
So you went like straight into the deep end of like,
yes,
you start the business.
Yes, we
forget
did all
working
of that.
For somebody and learning workflows and don'ts, just
yonke into. And I'm happy that I did that because it quickly made me see that I wasn't a graphic designer.
In your 20s?
in my 20s, yes. I was 20 when we opened the business.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Fresh out of high school.
Yes. So we did that, and thank God for that, because it showed me that I don't want to do this, because you know how at school they always say the real life is not like it is at school.
Yeah.
I was ready for that because I like challenge like that. I was like, okay, cool, it's not like this. Let's go see.
Life starts when nothing is for marks.
Yes. And then as a graphic designer, the way you were at school is exactly how it is in the industry.
You're like, you guys lied. It's exactly the same. Right.
The lecturer is the client. You still get a person that says, but I like it orange. And you're like, but it's green.
Creative
it works.
But I'm the expert here.
So I did that. And then because of, well, politics. And we were all not
was
in
it. All, and it was all women.
It was all women. It was four. I think if it was three people, we could have survived. But it got divided. Sorry. In the middle. We got divided. And it was this one and this one. And black text. And it was a lot of things. It was a lot of things. And it ended up being we putting in more work. And you guys are not doing anything. And it's a you guys thing. And it's
so you had slackers in the
so
group.
Yes. And it felt like slackers. But it was real. It was other problems.
Yeah.
Like black tax was a big one because parents expect us to do the doo-doo. You must bring the money.
Yeah, it's rough for this, from like our generation onwards, mm-hmm. in the sense of, it's like, cool, you went and got your matric and you got your degree.
Mm. Okay, where are you going to work?
Yeah, but the thing, here's like our parents come from an era where if you had a grade 10.
Yes, it was enough.
Or a standard five. Yeah. You were employable.
Yes. Now and you have a good position.
Yeah. Now you have a degree and you struggle to find a job. Yeah. So it's like,
yeah,
the change of perspective to understand Guti, hey, bruh, education does not mean as much as you think it does. But at the same time, it still means as much as you think it does.
Yeah, it's a catch 22.
Yeah.
So with us, it was that sharp sapuka pagati, and then it was, okay, what are we going to do? I got a gig. No, this is how I got into TV. I did an internship because I get to graduate. You need an internship. Our business was not enough, even though we had clients. So we had to get internships. And then,
wait, how did you get clients so early, dude?
Do you understand how bad the education system is? Like, you went and started your own business, but they still wanted you to.
you understand? And it was so not fair. It's a bit backwards. We fought for those. Like, our clients wrote all those testimonials for us. We got money. We brought in invoices, proof of bank. Like, we are doing their job. We had
beyond a level of intern understanding. Yes. We understand.
Like, you professionals are just beginning money. As a professional,
I don't need to intern anymore. Yeah. I interned by owning my own company.
But because there wasn't somebody to say, yes, Amanda, this is it. Omkulu, who's called a senior. They don't see clients as your senior. And I'm like, but I am talking to the bosses. Mm. Like, who's more senior than that?
Mm.
But okay, cool. So we did that because we needed the piece of paper. According to me, I was like, I don't need to graduate, but I needed to see my mom and dad smile because, hey. Because
you got the piece of paper.
What else were you doing the degree for?
I mean, we were doing, exactly. Well,
it's just for that one day.
I think I've said this before. At the end of my graduation, my dad came down. Like, one of the only times he'd come down to like a schooling academic thing.
Really?
Like, he's like, oh, well done. It's me. I'm a fucking Kistin. I knew I was never going to use that. Without all of the knowledge is in here. There's nothing that piece of paper is going to tell you. Would say, I know how to use X program, Y program. Ish. It's still sitting in the keys to this day.
Right? I don't even know where it is. I think my mom, we beg you somewhere.
We kissed.
So that's what we did. So, and then I got an internship. I couldn't get a graphic design internship, but I got it via a TV show called Excelalela on SABC 1. I still remember it.
What year was this?
This was 2012.
Yeah, I'd stopped watching TV by then.
I see machine. 2008 was my last good TV year.
Really?
Yeah, matric. You
were in matric.
Matric. After that, Papai TV. I watched the news after that.
Is it?
Yeah.
So, hey, we watched more TV. Anyhow, I got that gig. And then I got to design their logo. So it was a program.
Mm.
It was a TV program, and then the producers came out with it's savvy, actually. So they brought in interns from different schools, and then they made the show. They're like, okay, cool.
saved so much money.
They saved so much money. I think
you guys were cheap labor.
You were shy.
We were.
You were shy.
I'm actually, if ngabaganjalo light Durban, I think I must do that.
No, it's all
like
you need to do.
It's like a 13-part show.
Yeah, every year you go to the lecturers, you say, I want your best students.
Yes.
Every year.
And it was like that. We had,
you
I
guys
remember,
discussing exploitation, Archie.
No, it's not exploitation. It's a skills exchange. It's a skills exchange, Amanda.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
I they don't fuck all about the industry. I got all my wealth and knowledge.
Like, well, it has its ups and downs. So the only professional people in that space were the producer, the script writer, the production manager, and the editor, like the head of
the
edit.
Like, there's certain things you can't compromise.
Those four were the only ones that were making money, and the rest of us was like 1.5 stipend. It was enough It was enough, I tell you.
I mean, you just need to up the rates, though.
Well, yeah, well, man.
I don't think nobody can live up 1.5 today.
It was 1.5.
It was 2013, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, yo, inflation,
it was enough
dog.
Just to get you there. It was transport money. That's what they call it. It was transport money. Yay.
1.5 ekoli.
Well, hey, it was a bus ticket for me.
Riavai.
Ipatko. So they did that, and it exposed me to everything. Because, lucky for me, the producer had an eye for
usplay. For talent.
Yeah, for talent. And she was like, she was nurturing. But the most... I don't think I've worked for any crazier person than that. I don't even want to describe her, but it was hectic. You think your boss is hectic?
I think everybody in the industry has a crazy boss.
Yeah, but like...
everybody remembers a traumatic, crazy boss.
One who was just too extra.
Yeah, one was just a bit too much and kind of didn't respect you as a black person.
Yeah. So, and I was able to stick it out. Not all of us stuck it out. So that's how I was introduced.
Is this
to
because of how you were raised?
Yes. Most of it is because of how I was raised.
You weren't
I was
a quitter.
Raised, huh?
You weren't a quitter.
No.
Daddy ain't like, raised no quitter.
Gazelle, I'm doing that.
Quitting at home is not an option. To a point where I don't know how to quit. Like it's one of those things. Like it's.
But I know that having okay anybody trying to take advantage of you is a whole different.
Yeah, no, that's another thing. I can.
Because, like Amanda is fearless up in the streets.
No. Like you can't mess. You can't mess with the best.
This is why I was scared to approach her when she's still at Green.
Really, I was so sweet there.
You don't know that. Done,
Amanda.
Huh?
She's got a borderline reaching bitch face. It's not all the way to reaching resting bitch face, but it's like on the line, Ebo. So if she's not speaking, you don't know how sweet she is.
Oh, that's true. And right? I like that. That's another thing.
I don't know
about
the borderline.
Because
it's my face.
Was Amanda when? Was Amanda? It's me. I look at her. She's walking. Look at that. Because she's not short. Amanda's tall. Not short.
I'm an average man's height.
I guess it is. Hey, maybe I was scared of you because maybe you could beat me up.
Maybe.
When you met me, you could beat me up. Man, Jack.
No, man, guys. That's another thing. So fast forward to those. We did that. We did the producing, did everything under that program. It went on TV and I was in... 3 credits, I think.
And how did you feel?
It was amazing.
Did you cry?
No, I can't. I wish I cried. I wish I was a crier. It wasn't uploaded well. It wasn't uploaded well, but my parents were proud.
Yeah.
I was a graphic designer, so I trained under the person that was doing the moving graphics. They took my bad logo. Now I look at it, I'm like...
You're like, there's so many flaws. Yeah. But back then, you're like, I'm the ish,
yes,
man.
Yes, I was. I mean, they used it officially.
Yeah.
Like, it was amazing. So I was part of that. I did I was the only one that did graphics. So you handled all that ish? Yes. And then I was under the production team. Because after graphic designing, you can't just go. You must do other things. So under the production team and the social media, that's when I learned how to do social media strategies in. So that was nice. And then production is where and then I went on to do other projects. So that lady, a producer, Unoma. This is Noma. Yeah, and then she was like, "Oh, this one is nice, and she's good. Yeah, food in, so you can use her."
Good attitude.
It was one of those, and she's like, "Yeah." And then I went to One Day Leader just to name drop a few. One Day Leader,
Flex.
Yes. One Day Leader, Making Moves, Mzansi Insider, The Link, a little bit. Like shows that people would watched call, like, and engaged and people would call you up and say, yo, so like you were an it person, and that was nice. I still like that, like when you have big people. I remember when I was on Mzansi Insider, and my uncle Usimpiwe is such a big socialite and PR person, like umkulu, like big.
Yeah.
And he called me and I was like, yo, yeah, ngizwile in. And that's like one person I said I will never call. Like when I call you is for a gig or whatever, but I'm not going to call you to ask for a job or types like that. Something like
you
that.
You proud.
So he came to me first. I was like,
you're like, yeah,
mama, I made it.
Like, build up that credit, social credit.
So that was big. That was like one of my highlights. That's where I was like, okay, cool, this TV thing is working for me, and I never looked back ever since. I worked 6 weeks as a graphic designer. I always tell this
story. You studied graphic design, worked 6 weeks as a graphic designer,
and quit, and they haven't paid me.
Somebody still owes you money.
5,500
Can you imagine how much it is with all that interest building up now?
If only you put that in your invoice. Hey, bang cha, kabilunga cooking invoice ya. But yeah, Ed, jamunga cookie ya Ed. Yeah, but look, they wrote it in the back of the invoice. We must do that, Nat. So just look at tongue, it's up. What we are wash on you read the invoice. Yeah, you add for 12 months, must ya plateau, and then it adds like a set fee at the top. Yeah. Just so every year. You look in you, then. So we'll just keep asking for our money. Wasaina.
Yet.
Yeah.
So that's what I did, and then I never looked back. Yeah. That's how the TV bug bit. What a story.
So what is the goal in terms of 5-10 years from now?
Phew. Okay. That's a very difficult question. This must not go anywhere. This is not me, Dad. The goal, okay, there is a big goal, but I'm a person, I take it khanyani, so I'm going to tell you the small goal.
Yeah.
Right now, my short-term goal, obviously, okay, get this gig engnayo that pays, get that done, and I'm part of a huge organization. I say huge because it scares me and I don't get scared easily.
Yeah.
It's called the Film Stockfell, where you guys are.
Oh, we haven't heard about that. Shameless plug.
Right.
Stockfell. You really? Can catch us on YouTube. What? We are on the Film Stockfell on social media. Yeah. This what huge organization.
Doing? Guys, so that's like, so after Caricature and a little company, a subtitle company that I have with a business partner, Uneo. After that, I did nothing like on my own. So this Film Stockfell is kind of the thing that I'm doing outside of work, because Durban has been boring.
Yeah, so Durban can get easily boring.
No, like
for
Joburg people. I mean, it's fun. I just stay in my house and make podcasts. These haters. These Joburg people.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, for people who don't know what the Stockfell is.
Yeah. Tell us what the Stockfell is. Leadership. She's our leadership. She's, she's the producer.
Even though she didn't volunteer to be leadership, it just
but
just
naturally, it just the role. The role, it just made sense for her to be leadership. So she's, tell us what it is, leadership.
Okay. Stockfell is, okay, this is how I usually explain it. It's a story. So, you know, as a filmmaker, there are stories that you want to tell.
Yeah.
It's either you don't have the money to tell them, or you don't have just enough support, or people do not believe in it, but it's that story you want to tell. So the Film Stockfell is a group of people that have those stories, and they've come together to tell those stories.
Mm.
With whatever they have. So they are filmmakers in their own right. They have their own experiences. We only know a part of them. So the Film Stockfell shows the other parts that we did not know. So those filmmakers come with a story and they tell those stories. So we just make people's dreams come true one story at a time. And yeah, it's, my gosh, it makes me smile.
Wow. Wow.
It is that thing. I like that. It is that thing. So that group of people, because they are editors, they are producers, they are directors, and their stories are nice. It's just like a nice organization to be a part of. And it's something that will be big, I believe. I think that's why it scares me. I don't get nervous. I'm not a nervous person. Like,
so, but this makes you a little bit nervous.
But this makes me a bit nervous because
doing things that scare you means you're living, son.
Do you think so? I always get that. I haven't done anything.
If your dreams aren't big enough, if your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough. I believe that. I really believe that. Like, cause, like, I think of my dreams and I'm like, I got just be having a conversation and I'll think of how to be doing merchandise and I'm like, oh yeah, and yeah. Like, and then you realize it's a 3-year goal.
Yes.
So you're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
You
know?
But it's weird. Like for me, I feel like every single dream is like a 3-year goal. It's
like, exactly. It's cool. To start like, it and get it moving.
Cool. Yeah, I want to start pushing my rap career seriously. And I was like, yeah, it's a 3-year goal. It's like, okay, it's cool. Developing the skill, that's a 3-year goal. Then being able to like find a way to sell it, that's a 3-year goal.
So like, Stockfill is my minimum 3-year goal. So it's difficult. It's difficult because I'm working with people and we are working together and we have different plans for it.
Yeah.
And yeah, guys. Homonat. Like Stockfella Siponat, guys. Like you know how Stockfella and it lives like a Stockfella and G. It's nice. It's hard work. J and J, Stockfella and G. Sabo Mama saying. It's like that with us because it's like we work hard, we fight, and once that episode of whatever is out,
everything's
it's like oh my god. It's like getting Mukhodisonwa how got December. It's like,
bonus.
Hey, it's a good thing, Leon.
Like, not to say, holy son, I want December when you like now bringing each other the monies and the whatnots. And it feels like that every time I am in the Stockfill and the product is there. And I'm like, this is Inja Marians. This is nice. So, that is my, well, now 3-year goal. I'd like, well, we joke and call it the Netflix of South Africa, and I really think it would be if we work hard enough. So my 3-year goal is to get it there somehow, and I pray, I meditate, I believe, I hope Uti, it will get there. I think it deserves that kind of chance. So that
just speaking, like I was at a friend's house yesterday, and he had a friend over, we know, and they're like, "Oh, I really love what you guys are doing with the Stockfill." And then she starts explaining it to my friends, like, "So they've just got a bunch of really cool people, and you do really cool things." I'm like, "Oh wow, thank you." The friend in question, obviously being bag, was a hater. He's like, "Don't get his head up too big." But you know, it was good. It was like, that was somebody in our industry loving what we're doing. And she's like, I want to get on. It was nice to see that we've affected people.
Mm.
We've started something. So it's really a dope 3-year goal.
Yes. And,
I mean, I want the first Stockfill feature film.
Yes. It's horror.
Horror, yes.
Yeah, I'm sure if you've listened to the previous episode, you know.
Yes, I heard all about comes, it.
Every time horror comes from Stockfill, it's prof.
So that is my short to mid term goal in terms of careering, because I am that person that has made I have made a decision, but I will be that person that is a maker. Yeah. In the film industry, I'm not the one with the script. I'm not the one with the big ideas. I'm the one who will take your script and say, let's see what we can do with this. And it takes
a lot of work.
And it takes a big person, I think, to realize that. It's something, yeah. it's a big realization for yeah. me. Because a lot of people are like, but Amanda, you have good ideas. And I'm like, but
it's not my strength.
Who's going to make these ideas? We yeah. all That's, have ideas.
I completely get where you're coming from in a sense of, it's like when you first go to varsity, everybody wants to be a director. And everybody's convinced that, yeah, this is me, et cetera, et cetera. And only when you say it takes a big person to get yeah. to that place where it's like, only after you've decided to like, Yasin, this is, you want you in your head, you have yeah. to sacrifice the person that was going to be the director.
Yes.
So really you have to yes. mourn an idea of yourself.
Yes.
And it's like, but because that idea is not true. It's not, it doesn't ring true with you. You'd yes. be unhappy if you actually got that.
Yeah.
So it's like, to be able to be like, no, okay, cool, it's fine. That can die. That's a lot of work to start
with. It
does.
It is.
And then from there to be like, deal. To be like, oh, okay, I'm going to take this role, which is not so glorified.
Yeah.
It's like, how many American producers can we list?
True.
And then directors, yeah, we can go on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Scorsese is quite cool or whatever. Yeah. So getting to that place is actually, yeah, I completely get you when you say you really, it takes really a big have to person. Be
a geek.
Say that again.
You have to be a geek in each role that you play. You have to geek out about production. You yeah. have to geek out about editing. You have to geek out about sound.
You have to be completely. If you're not there,
like that, because when you go to top paying jobs, everybody there is a geek to some level. Or
yeah. Like if it's not your sport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you can, yeah. You stick out really. It doesn't
give
really
you something
easy.
In return. Then I, like, yeah, I think you could.
So for me, that's what I had to learn very quickly in my career
yeah.
so that I can get by very quick, because I can tap into that creative part and create. But I am, as much as I said, I am not a graphic designer. And I was true to yeah. myself and say, like, yes, but Silo can do it better, efficiently, like, you know, like I can get there with 5 more days, whereas Silo has an idea right now and it's nice right now. So I was like, if I can't do something like that in my sleep, it's fine.
Yeah,
I'm happy I have the skill.
You have to be able to do it drunk.
Yes, which I
whatever it is, whatever it is that you're good at, you have yeah. to be able to do it drunk.
That is, I'm going to steal that.
No, for real, because
not that I get drunk, Dad.
You have to be able to do it drunk because it's in your subconscious.
Yes.
Like, it gets to a point when you're drunk is that you're no longer, like thinking properly. Like, it's your brain taking over. Okay, what do we usually do when we're here?
Yes.
Like, an Uber driver can probably drive better drunk than most people.
True.
Yeah, well, it's because yeah. they drive all day, all every day. Yeah, well, not saying they're driving. Yeah, well,
they driving drunk for good.
Yeah, don't. It's just an example.
Or working drunk for that matter. Yeah.
Unless you work in the club. Sometimes you gotta, you know, get loose.
I agree. And another plan is, should I say this? Yes, let's say it. Let's put it out there. I would like to open a crewing company, film crewing company.
Cut.
And Usilo is going to be a part of it. Nangayifaga. So I think that's, because I think you and I, Prof, are from Johannesburg, and I think besides saying, okay, let's go get that money, we lied to ourselves or told the truth a little bit and said, let's go change the film industry or go pioneer, actually, a film industry in Durban.
Yeah.
So that would be like my little contribution, and I think it will pay.
I waited 6 years to meet you guys. I've been waiting in my corner.
Just
slowly
like...
Slowly waiting for... Like, I was lucky enough to study outside of the city. So,
yeah.
I knew that I could build this back home. But I needed to wait for the people that I could build it with. And we need to import skills like you guys for it to work, you know. Keep you guys here a little bit longer. You know, we've got the beach, prof. Stay a little bit longer.
Focus on the beach.
Focus on the beach. And we got mountains.
Okay.
Yeah, but so well, like, it's important, yeah, but to really build. Because you guys come from cities where the film network effect is in full effect. Whereas here, you still need to rebuild that infrastructure. Literally from scratch. There's no example for it, so it could change and work in a Durban way. So it's important.
And big ups to companies like Stained Glass, DMP,
Grapevine.
That I hear and like
are building,
and you know, like big ups to us as Film Stockville. And it's things like that that really excite me. I like starting things. And I'm sure Masiqalila would want to do the same thing, APE or like Kuruman. Because I'm that kind of person. Like Masi, when it's up and running, I'll be like, okay, cool. Now we're bored again. Let's go out.
Yikun Jozobo, Minister of Arts and Culture.
And then get the money and get corrupt and then be fed.
Lalela, every billionaire sold out their country. I'm willing to sell out some art for my country.
Oh, okay.
I'm joking, guys. I love you.
So, yes, that's the 3-year plan in Durban.
Yeah.
Dun.
So, me, I just want to touch on a little bit about how Amanda grew up.
Okay.
So we're driving to Joburg,
Yes.
And the car starts giving us issues. Now, see, I don't know about you. Me, I don't know how to service a car.
Amanda knows how to service a car.
Amanda does know how to service a car.
And it's like such a random link. She's like, I borrow her car.
What are you doing, Amanda?
I borrow her car at work. I'm like, Amanda, this is a little thing. It's like, yeah, no, I think I'm going to, I've been meaning to service it. It's, yeah, have you found a place to service it here in Durban? It's like, no, I service my own car. I'm like, stop my foot. What?
And you did stomp your foot.
Dramatic effect.
Yes. Literally he did. No, I do. My mom had 2 kids of her own. 3 Siswame that was adopted. So there was 3 of us. And then Kubabami, Ngiwan. My mom and dad were not together when they had me. So
your
I have...
love child.
Yeah, I'm that child. I was raised by 3 parents. I was raised by 3 parents that were equally strict, which is so odd. I don't understand, like, how do 3 people...
Who are all the same.
Like, one thing.
Like, you guys find each other.
They're all raised by the same mothers.
Like, I don't know. I never understood that. And I think it's one of those things that... will never be answered in my life. But yes, I was raised in that environment. So my dad had a daughter, and every man wants a son. So it doesn't help that I look like him. And I used to follow him around. And so every little thing got ayenza benyenza. So I remember when I was younger and I was like, Marangfundi sok driver. He was like, oh no, fanokfundu kenika kal. Like, you can't just drive.
You learn how to fix it first before you just drive.
Yes. which is one of the reasons my stepmom, amazing woman. Agagwazok driver nanamtlaj because she was like,
He was like, the qualifying criteria to learn how to drive is too high.
Yes. So my dad was like, okay. I was like, okay, cool. I will need to drive. So I used to service my own car. I used to help my dad service his car. Ukipa the engine using like a craney thingy. So like, yeah, I used to do boyish stuff. And I grew up with boys, so
yeah.
I'm competitive footy, so I'm anything you can do, I can do better. So I am better when it comes to...
Like fully embracing masculine energy.
Yes.
Competition. Like, let's go.
I was like, if a guy can do it, I can do it better. Like, not just do it better. So my cousins, even my own brother, can't service his car. I can. It's now not a talking point during dates because
that's the reason. But because of insecure men.
But it used to. It was one of those things that I was like, yeah, no, I service my own car. So now, yes, I do.
You're a grease monkey.
I wanted to say no. It's exciting. It's exciting. And it's exciting to just know more than a guy. Imagine you're going, if you were my boyfriend and it was like gilela paya, and you know how guys just get out from the car, bonke by four, maybe by say highway, by stakile, bahamba by your kahlela ma tire, like kustaki tire. And I'm like,
but the tire's gonna get, oh yeah, I'm back up. Like,
yes, because remember, oh, this is a story. This is funny. Oh, my ex is going to kill me. But yes, this was
about strong.
The reason why I don't tell the story is because I think I embarrassed him a little bit because of this. There was a strike petrol years back, two, three years, four, whatever, that time. And then bastakang petrol. And then by a garage, lebatikune petrol. So now they are stuck. And okay, cool. They go get a scoop, 5 liter, do that. And the car, by tail, and the car wouldn't start. So young phone is like, yo, in like just to tell me what's happening. And I'm just like, okay, cool. Update. Just in G, yeah, one. And I'm like, okay, cool. What car are they driving? Like, what car are you in? And it's like, it's a Golf 2. I think, yeah, it was a Golf 2 or Golf 1, but it was one of those old ones. And I'm like, okay, cool. Leo moto in a carburetor. It's not the ones that...
Did he say, what's a carburetor?
No.
That's exactly like, what I would have said. I'm like, hold on.
So he knew that I knew about cars, but like he wouldn't share this with his friends. So I was like, Leo Motine carburetor. So the little petrol that's in the telangan and the carburetor, then start the car, the petrol will get sucked. Maybe we are pemisa imoto in Zulu. So you do, yes. So these new injector cars can't do that. So I tell him to do that, and it's like, no, it's on again petrol. I'm like, the petrol won't pump in because it had no petrol. And then I think Batlala Lapaya. 2 hours, and it was at night. 2 hours, nyana, and then some guy came.
And I did exactly the same thing.
Yeah, it was funny. He told me after 2 weeks, and I was like,
"Oh, so he was so embarrassed. Yeah, like, well, don't tell him.
He's like, yo, can't be right."
So it's one of those things that excite me. It's nice hearing guys speak about their cars, and I'm like,
"Has that always been you your whole life? You've been that girl that just like." So what's the innuendo?
Yeah, and I'm like, whatever. I wish I was one of those geeky speaking people. I knocked that out of myself. Like so that was like,
come here, I'll teach you.
And like, yeah, no, I'm one of those Izam type situation. My sabins are skis.
So you wanna have like the white energy as you're saying this?
You don't mind taking me? I told you so 3 years later.
Yes. And when I do, I do. Like, yeah. So you can't mansplain me. I hate it when men do that. And then I'm like, no. Yenza so a nice shortcut. And then when I'm like that, because
I'm the gangster.
Yeah. So yeah, I like that. It helps me bond with my dad more than anything.
Well, that's sweet. Yeah. And then with that, like, how has it affected your relationships? Oh, well, not in that, because I assume that's just symbolic of a theme that goes on.
You attack the man's role.
That is a very painful experience. As much as everything is nice and I can talk about it in it. Like that particular subject, me, cars, mansplaining, everything has affected my life on 100. When like my dad is like, ish, dude, and like, right, type situation. You know, when my mom is late and one of the things that she asked, she was like, type situation. So it's not that angfuni. Now I want to be in a relationship. And. But because you get men, well, you would be in a relationship and a man would be like, okay, cool. Maybe in a conversation with their friends and you are like talking about these things and they feel emasculine because, I mean, you were talking.
Yeah.
And then it's like, now how can't you find this cool man? And this is general knowledge, and they're like, it's not that general.
Specific, like general knowledge. Yeah.
Yeah. So it is quite. Yeah.
So what it brings up a lot of what insecurities in that sense?
Like big insecurities, and I have a problem with insecurity as an element in life, because I'm one of those people that think that your happiness is your happiness.
Mm.
You must come happy.
Yeah, like you're not responsible for somebody like else's happiness.
Yes.
So you're not Miss Build-A-Bear?
No, I was. Not anymore.
You learn from your mistakes.
I know, Bafet. Now you must come as you are. If we are Nkhlula as you are,
hide it.
It's okay. I can
build him. He just needs love.
Oh, no. It's... And it's one of those things that actually I'm not like most girls when it comes to relationships, because you're like, ah, bro, this is what I want.
Mm.
Can you do it? Okay, can you give me 80%? And if you can't, sharp, sihlulene.
Yeah, which is fair though.
Which is, I think so too. So most people, well, find it dismissive. I agree it's dismissive because it must end. You tried, it couldn't work.
Yeah, but...
Tried and error.
I guess it's all perspective in a sense of... You can say it's dismissive, but it's also saving you a bunch of time.
Yes.
You know? You can be like... build up resentment over 3 years and then decide, okay, cool, it's over now. After wasting a whole 3 years. When...
I agree. Yourself better, you just like, I agree, no. Because one of the key things is to know that you are... You can't get time back.
Yeah.
So like, if sihlulene ngaleso sikhathi, sharp, I'm one of those people.
Yeah.
Cool.
It must be over. Yeah.
Yeah. Unless we're saying it's fun, and then when it's fun. Like shuguti zofuna banya ba serious. Let's have fun. But like when using fun when that's cholomunyo zoba serious type situation. But it's.
She's joking, Dad.
I am. You see, Sila, you got my back. So in relationships, I've had to learn how to be in a relationship with a man.
Mm.
And then again, I'm built to have a man. Like not these cosmopolitan reading men. Like I am that child. I was raised to have a man. My dad was straightforward. And... Like, if this is what you want, Ekayo, I was taught how to communicate.
Yeah.
If you want a handbag from Prof, a red, a Louis Vuitton, a Tengiswa Gupi Gupi, you say it like that, and I give you the price, the place, and options of where you can get it. And I want it from you, not from Musilo.
Yeah.
I am that specific when I am communicating.
Like not using manipulative strategies.
I can't. Like to a point where I'm like, girls, how do I ask for money from my boyfriend? And then the girl's like, no, when I photo name water when I'm chalugu to stakil. And then I'm like
manipulative strategies.
So like I'm not used to being I can't relationship like people relationship.
Yeah. No, but I guess it's what toxic traits within the relationships that you can't stand.
Yes, I can't.
It means when you do find a relationship, man, it's going to work.
I hope so. Especially if the guy is not cosmopolitan where he's now trying to read in between the lines and I was specific. Now you're doing the opposite of what I'm telling you. And I'm like, but...
What did she mean when she said I must go get a life?
Like, I was saying exactly that.
Real philosophical, I
mean. No, but I think because okay, so what from reading Cosmo?
Mm-hmm.
Do you read Cosmo?
No, I don't read any magazines.
I thought you're a cosmopolitan man, bro.
Really?
Yeah, I'm but joking. Anyway,
so it's like from the first time somebody picked up a magazine when they were 12 years old and read how to get your man to do X or how to get your girlfriend to do X, etc. Yeah. It's like all these toxic things have started being taught from that age.
Mm.
And you get into your first relationship, you're like 13, and nobody's direct.
Mm-mm.
You know, everybody's beating around the bush and so on. And then that becomes normal over the next 10, 20 years of how to function in a relationship.
Mm.
And then now you have somebody who's like, yo, tell me straight.
Yes.
And
you can't.
Yeah. So,
and then it's a problem for Amanda.
Yeah. But not to say, not everybody is in that predicament where they're beating around the bush.
Well, yes. But you know, this is the situation. So the men read Cosmopolitan, the girls read Men Health. And then these things now,
and they're all trying to understand each
other. Yes. Instead of just sitting down and talking.
Yeah.
Because like, profu hatwanele silo. Like, they are individuals, but we just want to copy and paste what you did in your last relationship.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help that girls don't have game. Yes, girls, you don't have game.
Your girls don't have game.
Yes.
Because, I mean, why do you need a personality when you've got a pussy?
Yeah, well, hey. But it's one of those things. So it's things that I had to learn about myself. It's things that I had to learn about society and things that I said, I'm not going to be like that. Like, can
we
just...
We appreciate... You guys are the real woman. We appreciate you.
Can we get the real game men?
Equal.
Can we get a real man? Can we get, like... Like, imagine you say siyacela. Like...
Why
can't... A real man.
You guys want us to be like Duduzane Zuma.
Is Duduzane Zuma a real man? I don't know. But, like...
He looks a bit cosmopolitan, though.
He does.
What does that look like?
Unefeiti. Cosmopolitan, I guess. It's real nick, shake his scope.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, yes. Now I am in a space where I'm looking for that kind of balance. Yeah. I can have somebody in my life right now. But I'm scared to go to manji. Same figure. Because I'm that person, no oibegel is cut, ne? I put time in everything that I do. So between age 27 to 30, I was like, I can have a man. And this man can be there. And then we build something. I can take this one to the 30s. Oh! And then I get it. Life does not go according to your plans.
Mm.
And then there's no man. And you're like, okay. So now what happens? And now that is knocking, because I have that dismissive thing about me where I'm like, maybe I don't need this man. It's okay. Like, can we just push career? And then when that door closes, I know it will take another thing to now open it again.
Yeah. So
you still have time, dear man.
Well, at least your skin looks great.
Yeah. Mm.
What tough it
and
you gave.
I have a... Guys, there's a secret. I get a silo. Hook me up with some.
Silo's been converting everybody. Trying to get everybody to go for intermittent fasting.
Yes.
It's funny because Pop introduced me to this.
And he doesn't even do it.
Yeah, fuck God. He's done it all, though.
Really?
You do the intermittent.
There's a lot. I've done intermittent fasting.
Yeah, he's done it all. Pop has all the fans.
Guys.
All of them. I researched this one. This one, the science was sound. The guy won a Nobel Peace Prize for it. Relax.
I love
it. But fasting is quite intense, though, because it's actually quite a miracle in terms of the amount of healing you can do inside your body.
True.
From actual fasting. And then intermittent fasting has got its own properties.
Yeah. It's actually like a cheat code. Because it's like,
right?
It's nearly the benefits, like 90% of the benefits of actually fasting. But like, it's not fasting. It's not as intense.
Yeah, but the thing is, only a few hours.
Yeah.
But it helps. I mean, I know ekhaya umama wabeka umuntu wasezayoni, so ezayoni abadlali baya fast. So if she had said it like this and it's like skin benefits and whatnot, I would have like been like Zayoni, yes.
As fast,
but no. Like, for a long time, fasting for me was a spiritual thing. It was a Zayoni thing, and you know when you just shut out and you're like, I don't want to do this. No fasting for me. So like intermittent fasting has like opened up things. I think my mom is laughing at me right now. Like, yeah, okay, clever. Yinle. Yinle. Type situation. Yinle. So yes, I have been enjoying that. My skin is looking great. There's that glow. I'm quite happy.
How's your brain? I find it's the like the cognitive benefits of it.
Yes.
Well, you're thinking clearer.
Thinking clearer. Like you can do your like little tasks for a bit longer, so you're more efficient.
And yes. I agree. Everything you said, and it has helped me. Got the senses because you know sometimes you just use those senses and you're not using everything. I've seen that it has opened me up to other things I didn't tap into. You're like, oh, is this a feeling? Oh my gosh, okay, cool. And then you acknowledge that and
so you know what's the sad part is that it becomes normal.
Yes.
And then you're always
how is like, that sad?
It's sad because you don't appreciate what you're actually doing. All the time.
Oh, until you retoxify yourself.
Like, you find yourself actually like, whoa, I just like, because like you, it's like, it literally is a superpower, bro.
It like is. Yeah. You, I agree.
For the brain, especially for me, it's the only reason I continue doing it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, after you've passed the stage where you have insomnia a little bit, it works. I think that was the only thing.
And
was
not bothering. Shitting.
My shitting patterns were off.
And that it fucks up. You're resetting your body clock. You're resetting your entire body clock. So,
and I'm like, you're going through like, where are my morning shits? Like, where are you?
I'd walk into your office. You look tired. I didn't sleep, bro. I get to know, Pella. Your reptilian brain now thinks that you need to go hunting. So you're not sleeping.
And I'm like, hi, whoa. Because, like, I had to now redo other things. Because, yes, prof, you laugh. But those money shits were my to-do
list. I get you. Where it's like, it's part of your ritual in the morning.
Where you're like, okay, cool. So,
where is it?
So what did you replace that with?
Now it's waking up. 5 or 10 minutes earlier. Actually, I don't need to wait for the alarm anymore, which is weird. And sitting, face the ceiling, open my eyes and plan. And then go for the shower. Because like now...
I must try that. It's just that...
I guess it's like a level of meditation.
Yes.
But it's smart because, dude, I must not touch my phone for an hour after I wake up.
Oof.
It's horrible.
Wow. Which, yeah.
No, the phones are intense, bro. Because, like, it's the first thing you're on when you go about to go to sleep. And it's it's the last thing you're on when you're about to sleep. But it's the first thing you're on when you wake up.
Yes. Like, it's praying, more Instagram, and then passing out for me. It's bad.
Yeah, I find, like, a deep YouTube video.
And then you're like,
it's like, right now I'm falling asleep to Seth Speaks.
Really?
So it's this woman, I can't remember her name, but basically she's like, there's a medium that's speaking through her.
Ooh.
And it's this entity from wherever, etc. And I know you by your past life name and etc, etc. So it's like, it's really interesting.
Can I just say that this man is wearing a dashiki?
Like he is. I'm going to take a photo and we'll post it.
We'll post it on the website.
Yes, he is.
That was saying.
What's this got to do with anything?
The cohesion of what you're saying versus like, you're a paro right now. It just works, you know. It's a great ensemble, bro.
But I'm just saying, it's interesting, like in terms of all the ideas, especially for the time it was written in.
When was it written?
It's old. I think it's like from the 60s or something.
Wow.
So it's like all these themes of The Secret and yada yada, etc. are partially touched on in there.
True, I'm not that deep. It's still porn for me, but hey, you win, prof.
Wow. Like, okay.
Yeah. Mm. Moving on swiftly. Next question. Is this the end of the interview?
It is the bombshell. We shall decide to end this interview.
Oh my gosh, I have never ever shut you down. Like, halitholi lona.
Really? You're the one who actually doesn't stop talking.
No.
Actually. I usually get her to stop talking.
Yeah, you do.
My foot.
Because like, for me, it's like most entertaining thing is when after a Tinder date and there's a whole review.
Yes!
And she has a story to tell.
Oh my gosh. Those are our favorite times.
I'm like, yeah, cool. Let's get the popcorn. Let's go.
Sure. Iba, guys, I'm coming sure. now. And she'll come back with the fire. Tinder date. He was so boring, guys. He just walked in and I was just like, ah. Oh.
Yeah, okay, that has been fun. Wow, guys, you brought Tinder to this?
Where can people find you when they want to find you about Stockfell?
Socials.
Not Tinder. I must check these things. You
don't know your handle? No.
I don't, girl.
It's fine. Okay. You're on the
I do.
There was only a point in time that somebody was paying you to handle their socials,
right? I have, my personal one is Amanda B. Nkosi on Instagram. The Film Stockville is our Instagram page.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Follow
our
that.
Email address is thefilmstockville@gmail.com. Twitter, The Film Stockville. Facebook, The Film Stockville. And Amanda Nkosi on Facebook.
The Book of
Do
faces.
People still Facebook?
I Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, people still Facebook.
I was trolling people on Facebook the other day. So much
really
fun. Yes,
we must try very this cool. We must do the live Facebook thing next time
soon.
I don't know where
I'm trying to get Luzugo go live to buy.
Maybe when I do my next service
I'm getting Luzugo to buy something.
What?
It's gonna make us live stream.
Yeah, we're going live.
We're going live. Fuck it. Watch la polo 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 polo